We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A dad in Seattle has made his infant a beer bong. Kid you not. He's doing his best to help his baby, I know, get this, gain the freshman 15. The little baby's doctor said she needs to gain weight. So he said, when I was in college, I gained the freshman 15 by doing beer bongs. So he made the tiniest little beer bong to help her take her formula. It went viral on TikTok, and he's feeding baby Lily through a beer bong. The doctor said it was okay. He said he personally attached, you know, one of the nipples from her bottles to the smallest beer bong that he could find on Amazon. He said it was a perfect fit, and the doctor says it is working. He's keeping things sanitary for baby Lily, and he says she is getting hydrated. And he said his friends have been asking if they can make beer bongs for their kids as well. Isn't that clever?
It's pretty ingenious. Baby's first beer bong.
Baby's first beer bong. Infant-friendly feeding tube. But you know how they work. I mean, it looks hilarious when she's drinking it. I'm looking at the video. It looks totally hilarious. But it's working, and we parents will do anything for our kids.
I'll have to look that up on the Google because I spent a lot of time at the library in college.
Oh, you don't know what a beer bong is. I got you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
How would you?
Sure. A little offended.
How would you know?
A little offended. So, look, Scotland has been naming their plows, which I think is a great idea. They call them gritters in Scotland, and they came up with a contest to name the snow plows. So now other countries, other states here in the United States are coming up with similar contests to name their snow plows. Why not? All this stems from Bodie McBoatface. There was a contest a few years ago in Great Britain and England. Remember, they made the mistake of turning to the internet. Let's crowdsource the name of this boat. And the winning vote was Bodie McBoatface. So you've got this $300 million Arctic exploration vessel, and on the front of it it says Bodie McBoatface. But the perils of democracy. So we had a representative from MnDOT join us back on December 17th, Jordan. His name is Jake Loesch, Senior Director of Communications. And I had a suggestion. I came up with Mini McPlowface, but the Mini as in Minnesota, but I'm not sure that's going to win. And it turns out.
I like that.
Plowy McPlowface did win. And so I'm hoping for an honorable mention, maybe a participation trophy.
I like Mini. I think yours is much more clever.
You like that? I don't know. I like Plowy McPlowface, too. You will see that plow in the metro. Not this week, but maybe soon. The other seven, here we go. District 4, Ope, just going to plow right past you. Duck, Duck, Orange Truck in District 1.
Oh, that's cute.
That's pretty cute. Good. Plow Bunyan in District 2.
Oh, cute.
District 6, Snobby Wan Kenobi. I like that.
Love it.
F. Salt Fitzgerald, Darth Blader, and the truck formerly known as Plow. Which...
Oh, Prince. Love it. Those are clever. Those are better than plowing the plow face.
They got 122,000 unique voters weighing in on this. So that's cool. But look, I think there are like 800 MnDOT plows in this state. Yeah. And I guess they're naming eight, but if it was me, they'd name all of them. Why not?
I think that is so clever. Really fun. Thank you for sharing that. So listen to this. Fear turned to relief for police in Stearns County when a very young 911 caller called them to tell them her baby was dead. So get this. The little girl calls and tells the 911 operator her baby is dead. So get this. She was referring to her doll. Misunderstanding happened February 21st. Dispatchers received the 911 call. They made contact with the three-year-old girl who said her baby was dead. Well, deputies arrived at the scene determining that the 911 caller was a three-year-old child. She was unable to wake her doll. After a brief chat with the parents, everyone returned from the patrol car. And no morning coffee was needed from that point on. It was a pretty stressful day. Can you imagine your daughter calls police and says, my baby's dead? My baby's dead. And then they show up. Oh, my gosh.
Your 911 privileges have been rescinded, young lady.
Yeah.
She's so grounded.
Did your kids ever do that, by the way, Paul? Or David, I don't
dolls?
Know. I think Winters, no, not play with dolls, but call 911.
No,
did they
not
ever
to my
make
knowledge.
A call that was
no?
Okay, I don't think mine did either. But it's something you have to teach them as kids.
Yeah,
when there's an emergency, that's what you do, and then you're in that weird space because their emergency could be, you know, there might be a Lego up their nose, and then you know you might get the bomb squad coming for the Lego up the nose. So you're in that weird space at about Winter's age, you know, at about two or three, David. So just be forewarned.
I'm always afraid I'm going to butt dial 911. That would be hard to do, but I could pull that off.
It could happen.
Jordan, I'm all for multitasking. All of us multitask to some degree, but this story out of California just has me shaking my head. A plastic surgeon in Sacramento, Dr. Scott Green, was supposed to appear in a video conference for his traffic violation trial. Of course, it was virtual. Normally, he would show up in person. Because of the pandemic, they said, okay, you can do it remotely. And he was supposed to dial in, kind of like a Zoom call, and it's streamed to the public. It's public information. Well, here's the deal. He held this virtual trial from his operating room. He was dressed in scrubs. What? With a patient undergoing the procedure, some sort of procedure, plastic surgery, just out of view. You could hear the beeps from the medical equipment. Apparently, the conversation went something like this. Hello, Mr. Green. Hi. Are you available for trial? A courtroom clerk asked. It kind of looks like you're in an operating room right now. Then the doctor replied, I am, sir. Yes, I'm in an operating room right now. Yes, I'm available for trial. Go right ahead.
Come on.
So then the judge, who's baffled, decides not to proceed with a trial out of concern for the welfare of the patient in the background, just off camera.
Oh, my God.
The judge sets a new date for trial, quote, when you're not actively involved or participating and attending to the needs of a patient. And reporters try to reach out to this doctor, who amazingly had no comment. But yeah,
Wait, what was he on trial for, Paul?
It was some sort of traffic violation.
Oh my gosh.
But he had to make a virtual appearance, and he thought, well, I got this. I don't know. He probably was jammed up with too many patients and wanted to try to get two things done at once. But bad idea. Bad idea.
Yeah, I'll ask my doctors if they've ever had to do that. I doubt that ever happened here at the Mayo. That is absolutely insane. No. I don't think so either. Hey, when we get back, we're going to talk to Maxie. Check in on sports next on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.